This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tariffs on Canadian imports have been implemented on Tuesday by the Trump administration in Washington, followed by retaliatory tariffs being implemented by the Canadian government on U.S. goods. Just your thoughts overall on the unfortunate trade war that's now escalated between both nations as a result of these tariffs?
This is a completely unnecessary trade war that's being started solely by the Trump administration with the then retaliatory tariffs from the Canadians. This is going to have a tremendously negative impact on our community, which relies so much on cross-border traffic. This is not something that anyone had hoped for. I don't believe there's going to be any winners in this trade war, and there's going to be losers, and that's the consumers on both sides of the border, as prices for all sorts of goods, whether it's food products to timber products and automobiles, all go up because of a completely unnecessary decision by the president to implement these tariffs and the corresponding tariffs from the Canadians.
Despite the tariffs, a focus going forward may now center on leaders on both sides of the border continuing to remain proactive, working together, especially with Western New York and Southern Ontario, sharing a strong and close relationship. How important will it be going forward in order to work together to possibly lessen the impact of these tariffs, or at the very least keep relations strong between both countries?
Well, I have conversations with Canadian elected officials on their side of the border, including Niagara Falls Mayor Ontario, Jim Diodati. I know our American officials, regardless of political party, feel the same way. The Canadians feel the same way, and we're going to be united. You'll be hearing more about it very soon, but we're going to be united in our efforts to remind everybody that while we are two great, strong, independent nations, our economies are so dependent upon each other that a trade war benefits no one. This past week, I've also been in Washington, D.C., and last night was at the Embassy of Canada, meeting with Canadian economic officials in the United States, including their chargé d'affaires for economic development and their minister who deals with Congress and the administration. And they all agreed that this is completely unnecessary and that, unfortunately, the border regions are going to get hurt more than other areas, at least initially on, because of the direct impact. All areas of both countries are eventually going to feel the pain. It's just going to take a little longer when it finally transitions to the cost of goods. But unfortunately, when it comes to Western New York and Southern Ontario, we have billions of dollars that cross the border annually in economic trade, and we're going to be feeling that pain very soon.
What are going to be some of your main issues or discussion points when it comes to possibly lessening the impact of these tariffs here, at least on the U.S. side of the border in Buffalo?
Well, there's not a lot we can do to lessen the pain if it's goods that are being imported in. I'll give you an example of it. Timber. Nearly 50% of the United States timber, at least on the East Coast, comes from Canada. Timber is used in all types of products, including construction. This is now going to drive up the cost of construction because any wood frame building or any building that uses lumber is now going to have to pay more for that. Same thing with regards to any product that uses aluminum. The vast majority of the United States aluminum comes from Canada. You're going to pay 25% more for that aluminum, which is then going to go into the price of anything from materials that go into automobiles to the cost of just a can of soup. Can of soup's going to go up because that aluminum can is going to cost a lot more to produce in the United States now. And then there's energy products. As we know, a tremendous amount of energy is produced at the hydroelectric plants in Niagara Falls on both sides of the border. And the Canadians sell a significant amount of that energy to the United States. That is now going to go up. So this is going to have a terrible effect early on. I think the president is hoping that most Americans will not feel the pain, at least initially. But that's a bad decision because that means he's hurting us in Western New York under the hope that others don't get hurt as bad. And as I said, this is completely unnecessary and no one benefits from it. And people on both sides of the border, regardless of whether they're Democrats or Republicans in the United States or liberals and conservatives in Canada, all agree that we're just all going to get hurt by this. And it was completely unnecessary.
And how confident are you? I know that you said that you've been talking with leaders down in Washington representing Canada, and also you've talked to others like Mayor Diodati in Niagara Falls, Ontario. But how confident that other leaders will come together and will be able to possibly formulate some type of positive solution with these tariffs and their impacts going forward?
I think what we're seeing is that I've not talked to a single person in leadership on either side of the border who thinks this is a good idea. When I talk about leadership, I'm talking about federal leadership. Example, the individuals we talked to last night from the Canadian embassy, and then leadership on the American side from Congress or local leadership. So what I'm hopeful is that in a very short period of time, cooler heads will prevail when the prices of goods that everyone relies on daily goes up. And then I hope that the president and the prime minister will then be able to meet and try to settle this. You have to remember that the current trade agreement that is in place, the USMCA, was negotiated during the first Trump administration. So he's attacking his own agreement, saying it's a bad agreement. Well, he's the one who negotiated it. It couldn't have been that bad, because I remember when he announced it, he said it was a great agreement. We've seen through history that tariffs only drive up prices and the average consumers are the ones that get hurt. William McKinley is the perfect example of it. He was a congressman who introduced tariffs in Congress. They became known as the McKinley tariffs. They drove up prices so much that not only did William McKinley lose his seat in Congress, but so did his party as they were tossed during the next election. Why? Because consumers get hurt when you implement tariffs. It's as simple as that. Leaders on both sides of the border know that. I'm hoping that the president eventually realizes it and that cooler heads will prevail and remove these tariffs, because they're just silly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.